time for BB Alert.
Good morning.
So then,
last
night, I wasn't watching last night when I got your text, so you kind of ruined the surprise for me a little
bit.
About but that's all right. But I hope I helped you with a couple of quick questions.
They were great. I used them. Got me into a little bit of trouble, but I used them.
Now, I can't bear this woman, but what was your view on her before you met her?
Before she went in, I didn't like her at all. I thought that she was argumentative.
Right.
And some of the comments she was making, you just think, what planet are you on? But maybe that's me being naive. I don't know. But she came out. We met in the press conference. 45.2% of the the people who voted for her. So
dubious. She made dubious comments yesterday about the English.
Well, actually, what she said, on last night's show, she said that she doesn't believe that a black or Asian person can win Big Brother.
Mm.
Because if that happened, that'd be a very big deal. And I personally don't believe that's true. I think if there's any program that something like that is not that big a deal,
yeah.
It's Big Brother.
I genuinely have never thought about it. I've never thought about who's white and who's black when it comes to,
yeah.
And I hate talking about this kind of stuff, which is why I'm not good at it, because it's a can of worms. If you open it, but I had to think. I went, hang on a sec, who's won it? And I went through. Yeah, they're all white. All the winners, but I've never thought about it before.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, last year's
Portuguese transsexual.
Portuguese transsexual. So I mean, that's got to be a minority.
And in last summer, which was all that arguing last summer, none of it was about race. And they all came out. Each housemate came out and said, "Oh, it wasn't really about race. It was about the fact I hate that person, or we didn't get on."
I hate this woman from Big Brother, this fire alarm woman, because I find her an irritating, love me fat ass pain in the backside, and that's the reason I don't like her.
But that's how she's come across on TV to you.
I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be famous. Then get off the telly then!
Well, I found her much prettier
woman.
And a warmer person in real life.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'd do her.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Ah. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't do it with yours.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't have from the TV, but when I met her last night, I thought she's very pretty.
Really?
And in fact, a really engaging person.
Do me a favour.
But then that was just me. And it was good that she accepts she has anger issues, because she clearly does. But anyway, I wasn't there to be nice to her, though, because our listeners don't like her, and the questions that I was given yesterday meant that I couldn't then go in there and be really nice to
her. She got a lot of boos last night.
She did.
It was brilliant. She got properly booed, and she didn't like it one bit. So, who got the first question in at the press conference?
I think it was me. It was me.
Really?
Yeah, it was me.
How was that? Because I would have thought that would have been a very uncomfortable room to be in last night.
It was all right. There wasn't that many press because it's midweek.
Right.
So there was a smaller group of people.
Right.
She came in, she was open, she was warm, she was nice, sat down, and I tried to make her feel comfortable.
Sure.
So I got her a little present.
Hello, BB Allard from the Chris Moore Show,
hi.
Radio 1.
It's not like a wizard's hat, is it?
No.
All right.
A bit thirsty, so I brought you a present. I got you a cup of tea.
Oh!
There we go.
Did you honestly?
Yes, that's for you. I wouldn't be that shallow.
Well, come on, after the comments.
I also have a question.
Thank you.
You're slightly more popular than Jodie. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Okay, hopefully in a better light. That's the only comment I can make.
You didn't get on with her?
No, I did. I got on with everybody. I don't think I caused any aggravation of any sort. That probably was my problem, actually.
Oh, I can't bear her.
Alard, obviously you can't say because that's why you beat her down, but what was the word? Write it down.
If you watch the programme...
Yeah, she said that she once urinated in somebody's cup of tea.
Oh, I see. So did you in it. Yeah. Right.
So I got her a cup of tea.
It's very clever, I like that.
So, obviously, the one thing she didn't want to talk about was Sven.
Yeah.
Understandably.
Yeah.
So, obviously, my next question was...
Do you still speak to Sven?
No.
So you can't help us get any World Cup tickets.
Oh, hang on.
Brilliant.
Let's see. Sven, could you please give Alex some tickets?
No.
No.
How cringeworthy.
But not just Sven, though, because she's got connections with the FA generally, hasn't she?
Yeah, I did actually go on after that to say, any friends left that you could ask? But
she knows Brian Barwick as well, I think.
Any friends left?
She does listen to the show, by the way.
Not anymore.
Which is quite scary.
She went after this.
Your favourite question.
Yeah.
The one that got me in trouble.
Right.
This one.
As you said, you didn't do this to be famous. Will you promise you won't do any more radio or TV again?
Well, if you don't want me to, I guess I won't.
Good! Bye!
But that could be a 99% or 1%.
It'd be 99, love.
So I don't understand that.
Well, she says, she said, well, you know, only 1% of people might not want me to do any more television.
Oh, I see, fine.
The ego on the woman, I can't bear her. I'm sure she's a lovely woman, and I wish her all the very best with her life.
It's coming across that you don't like her, actually.
I can't bear her.
Yeah, hide it well.
I can't bear the woman.
I only just worked it out, obviously.
I just can't bear her.
Although that I would like to stress
on so many levels
that is just from the TV.
Stop talking about Sven. The woman's obsessed. Oh God! And the honour of a goat meat. So what? So I sold my story about sleeping with the England coach. Oh!
And you've been quite angry the last week about comments she makes about the English.
Yes.
So I tried to bring that one up.
Good luck
in this question.
Can you justify your comments about the English, especially when the England football manager is responsible for your celebrity status?
I think I said hypocrisy.
Yes.
Yes, I did make that comment because I felt it was true that there was hypocrisy, and that can be the case with a lot of people. The English can be sort of, you know, nice to your face. I'm not saying that they should be, you know, nasty, but they can just walk away from something. They don't need to be, you know, one thing in front of you and then stab you behind.
Where's she from?
Do you know what? I can honestly say I would never stab her behind.
Where's she from?
She's, from Bangladesh.
Is she?
Yes. I don't remember exactly. I can find out. But,
it's not important, actually.
Do you know what? I'm happy I met her, to be honest with you. I'm glad I met her. She came across quite nice. Don't be too nasty to her. But, you know...
She's out. I'm done. That's
she's
it.
Out. She's
out.
Now.
You know...
That's fine with me.
And as I always say as well, I love Big Brother, right? I love the fact that I can hate her and she annoys me. So I'm very pleased, in a weird way, she went in the house.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. She is one of the nicer characters in that way.
I want to hear this question again.
Do you still speak to Sven?
No.
So you can't help us get any World Cup tickets?
I love that question. Hang on. I think that's brilliant. Right, thank you very much then. When's the next eviction?
Ben?
The next one is Friday.
Shush, go on.
Next Friday is the next one, and obviously after what happened last night, it is between Maggot, Ruler, and...
Tracy. Yeah, well done. That's our Big Brother expert, by the way.
Sorry, I was tired.
You didn't even get any of those three.
I was very tired.
Right, lovely, well done. It's 7:53.